This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Dan Thornton, athletic director at Pentucket Regional High School. And Dan, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, Dan, you guys were talking on Saturday morning. You guys have a football scrimmage going on there with the new turf field, I imagine. And you also have some new players for Pentucket coming from Georgetown High School due to the numbers issues there. But take us through that process on the new co-op football program with Georgetown and Pentucket.
Yeah, sure. It's. I mean, we're happy to be able to host. It happened very quickly towards the end of the summer. Ryan Browner, the athletic director at Georgetown, reached out to a few of our schools in the area just saying that he was really worried about the numbers that they had at Georgetown. And I believe they were reaching between, you know, under 20, and he was thinking maybe 15, 10. He wasn't really sure. At the time, you know, our numbers are a little bit low as well. We've been having teams that have been in the close to the 70s program-wide. And we, for whatever reason, were down into the 40s. So we were able to put it together. We contacted the MIAA to see if they were okay with it, contacted the Cape Ann League, of course, to make sure everybody was good with that as well. And I believe we have about a dozen Georgetown players now on our team, ninth grade through 12th. So it's going to be nice for us, for both programs, really, because it helps us fill out our JV team. And I know there's a few as well that are going to be playing up on the varsity as well. So it's a good thing. We're going to do it for a year. It's a one-year co-op. And we'll certainly reassess at the end of the season and see how it goes. But it's a nice thing, at least for the student athletes at Georgetown, to be able to play the game of football, because otherwise they wouldn't have had a season. And it's a good fit too. We've done a number of co-ops with Georgetown in the past in volleyball, golf. We have a very long-standing co-op with Georgetown High School with our boys hockey program. So it's going to be a nice fit, I believe.
Oh no, absolutely. You getting any ringers out of the deal from Georgetown, Dan?
Any ringers? I guess I'll leave that to Coach Aiden and Coach Larry to tell me if we got any ringers up there. I'm actually, as we speak, I'm watching live as Pentucket is scrimmaging against Wakefield High School. So it looks pretty good matchup so far. It's early. It just started. But, I mean, we're looking pretty good.
And Dan, Wakefield's coming off that Super Bowl championship. That's a tough scrimmage you guys got there, yeah?
Yeah, well, we just go iron.
Well, you know, you mentioned the co-op thing, and I guess the and just for our listeners, and I think I'm right, Georgetown was not playing their football in the Cape Ann League, right? So it doesn't alter the schedule at all, correct?
Yeah, they had their own schedule, I know, and they had they were playing a few of the Cal schools. They were probably playing Manchester Essex. I can't really for the exact schedule that they had, but I know that a number of the teams that they did schedule reached out to us, because unfortunately, you know, you have those teams that were scheduled to play Georgetown, and it's a last minute second too for them, where they now have an opening in their schedule, and it's really tough to find opponents at this time.
Well, it is too bad for Georgetown in the sense that, I mean, they've been able to hang in there, but a small school, and but yet a pretty rich football tradition at Georgetown, for sure. This goes way back, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
And I mean, a lot of times too with the co-ops, it's an opportunity to keep a sport alive at a school, and then, you know, even hopefully at some point, you know, it's healthy enough to where they can take it back over again. And that was the case with us with golf, because we had a co-op with Georgetown at golf, and now we both have our own programs. We both had a co-op together in volleyball, and now we both have our own volleyball programs. But for whatever reason, hockey's been a different sport where we've had a co-op for probably 20-plus years with Georgetown. So I don't believe they'll ever have their own team. But we certainly depend on the student-athletes from Georgetown to help us out with our hockey program.
Yeah, I think you're right about that one. That one may not reverse. You're right. Hey, you know, you have been posting some great photos over the last, I'll put months, on the physical plant there at Pentucket with the new high school. The high school opened, but the athletic fields were not all open at the beginning there. So give us an update on, I guess we know about the inside gym and so on, some of that stuff, but the outside stuff, which... am I mistaken? This would be the first sports season outside for you guys at the adjacent fields?
Yeah, it's exciting for us because, I mean, this is the first time in, I believe, 2 to 3 years that a football, this is just a scrimmage, but we're on campus. We haven't had a home game in years, just with all the construction that's been going on. And now we have the new stadium here on campus where the old middle school used to stand, so... it's really exciting in the sense that we have turf fields, we have lights, bleachers, press box, locker rooms, concession stands. That's all there, and you know the people are going to be able to enjoy themselves and come here and watch a game. And also out front, we have a multi-purpose athletic complex, which is going to be a baseball stadium. It's going to be the home to our field hockey team out there. Soccer can play out there. Lacrosse can play out there. And that's also turf, and it also has lights. So it's really exciting for us.
Absolutely. Wow. How about a note or two, Dan, from the fall sports teams there? You got soccer, field hockey, you know, all those sports and more. Any updates to share with us?
I mean, we always look at Coach Beaton and the field hockey team. They're always competitive and scrappy out there in the Cal, so we expect them to be on top of their game. And the girls' soccer program is still really strong, coming off a great season last year. So I think they're going to have a great season. They got some really good talent on that team. Our boys' soccer team's a little young, but they scrimmaged yesterday with Georgetown, by the way, and they look pretty good. They're solid. They're young, but I think they're scrappy. Cross-country, of course, is always strong here at Pawtucket. I was watching the volleyball team the other day, and they looked really strong, especially compared to, you know, it's a new program, but a lot of the student-athletes put in some work, I can see, over the summer, and so I expect them to be a really good team. You know, the golf team, I saw the numbers on our golf team, which I was a little bit surprised because numbers have been a little bit low with golf. And when I went to the first day of tryouts on Monday, there was over 20, I believe, that were vying for positions on that team. So, yeah.
I think, I know as an athletic director, you're very excited about the facilities there. But I think if you're an athlete this fall at Pawtucket or one of the fall coaches, there's got to be a lot of excitement being able to have this facility now.
Oh, it's tremendous. It really is. The student athletes here are so fortunate that that this thing has gone through. And I've had three boys come through here, all that have graduated. But, you know, one of them is still in college, and he's coming back working out in the off season. And, you know, we just have this new kinesiology area with an outstanding weight room, you know, fitness center. And, I mean, he's putting in his work over here in the summer. He's saying to me, Dad, this rivals a college weight room.
Exactly, yeah. So last question maybe for you, Dan, would be the Cape Ann League. Any updates or news to show from the Cape Ann League to share with us?
Nothing really new, I don't think. It's just we had our first Cal AD meeting yesterday over at Essex Tech. So I guess one of the new things I guess we should mention is that we're welcoming Essex Tech to the league. So they'll be joining us. And we had our first meeting yesterday at Essex Tech. So that went well. And, you know, it's a great league. The ADs in the league are all tremendous people. You know, we're all looking out for the student athletes. And I'm just really fortunate to work with these people because it's really a blessing. They're all good people and we work real well together.
Yeah, I think it's great to bring Essex Tech in. I hope they had refreshments for you guys over there at Essex Tech, right?
Yeah, it was, when we were there and I saw the scrambled eggs and the muffins and the bagels and the juices, and I was saying to myself, we might not leave. We might have our meetings here every week, every month.
Well, it could happen. It could happen. Yeah, you know, they got a culinary program, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, it's outstanding. Very good.
All right, Dan, anything else to share with us that I didn't ask you about regarding Pawtucket athletics this fall?
No, I think we're good to go.
All right, take another look down at that field. How are the Panthers stacking up right now against Wakefield as we talk?
Well, I just saw a pick six from the Panthers, so somebody just took one about 70 yards down the field, so that was a good play. I did pretty well, not hooping and hollering here on the phone, so... Yeah, looking pretty good.
Absolutely, yeah. All right, well, that's good. That's good information. I think people may take that little morsel of information. We'll have to keep a very close eye on Pawtucket football this fall if they're doing this at this time here on Saturday. What is it? The 26th of August. There you go.
August. That's right. It is. All good. It's fun. Good times.
And when's the first day of school at Pawtucket, Dan?
So the first day of actual classes will be the Tuesday, right after Labor Day.
Got oh right out good all right good all right Dan, well, thank you so much for your time and all that you do, and we really appreciate you got to follow Dan on Twitter with all those photos and stuff almost every day, I think. So Dan, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck with the co-op football team.
No, I appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
All right, there he is, Dan Thornton, Athletic Director, Pentucket, here on MSONewsSports.com.